I thought it was hopeful and positive. I was pleased to hear his highlighting the importance of manufacturing. That's a big issue for the 5th District of Connecticut. It's the foundation of much of our economic growth and innovation in this country.
What was your takeaway or your response to the executive order regarding minimum wage?
I'm a co-sponsor of the minimum wage bill that he referenced. We're going to try very hard to get that brought up for a vote. I don't know whether it will pass, but it should. We should increase the federal minimum wage. That will be good for working families. It will be good for economic growth in this country. And it's very important in Connecticut because, again, we've been a leader in Connecticut by having a higher minimum wage.
How do you respond to critics of that executive order or President Obama's proposal that say it only affects a negligible amount of people?
Well, he's moving forward with what he can, which I respect him for doing that. But again, this is why members of Congress need to come together. We need to do the people's business in the people's house. People should not be living in poverty when they work a 40-hour work week.
Let's talk about the Farm Bill. The long overdue farm bill that the House passed, is that a sign that maybe Congress is willing to work together more in the coming year?
It could be, although I will tell you, I joined the rest of the Connecticut delegation in the House in voting against that today. And I was pleased to see that there were important movement. There was important movement on things like organic farming, ensuring that we have the dairy compact for New England, helping our local family farm, and dealing with beginning to address some of the wasteful agricultural subsidies. However, the burden in that bill came down very, very hard on people in my district and in the Northeast generally, where the cuts to the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, the SNAP program, would hit very, very hard for those of us in the Northeast who are struggling with very high heating costs, a brutally cold winter, and those cuts will mean $90 a month for the neediest families. And I have 28,000 families in my district, households in my district, that rely on those benefits.
From your perspective as a member of the minority in the House, what does it look like for issues like immigration coming up this year? Is compromise likely on some of those issues?
It ought to be. We ought to have immigration reform. And I am hearing some hopeful murmuring quietly in the elevator and walking to and from votes from some of my Republican colleagues who do see this as something that's positive for the country. This is so important as a nation of immigrants that to be true to that promise, to ensure that we deal with a completely broken system. We have a broken system. Everyone knows it. We have 11 million folks living in this country who are undocumented. We have children born in this country who have gone through our schools who really want to stay. We've invested in them. They want to invest in creating lives here fully legally and contributing to our society. And we need to find a way to make that happen.
Anything else that you wanted to add about your reaction to the State of the Union address?
I was pleased that the president mentioned and flagged the work that remains to be done on gun violence prevention. As the representative for Newtown, I have to tell you my greatest disappointment over the last year has been the shameful unwillingness of members of Congress to step up and do what the American people know is the right thing and overwhelmingly support, which is to pass comprehensive, common sense gun violence prevention measures like criminal background checks all across the country for every commercial sale. Well, in fact, today I am introducing a resolution with the chairman of the Task Force on Gun Violence Prevention, where I'm a vice chair, and another member of the task force, Alan Lowenthal and Mike Thompson, to call on the Speaker of the House to put this up for a vote.